Is there any comfort that you guys have kind of been here before, so you guys understand how to prepare for a big game like this?
No, you're just never comfortable like that. I mean, you got to put all the work in. You got to do everything that we have been doing all year, practicing hard, focusing, preparing like we have been all year, every single week. But no, there's no comfort level. You got to put the work in. You got to keep working hard. You got to study hard, and we got to come out and play hard.
Brunk, any thought about a comment on the challenge that you face in facing one of the top-rated defense in the NFL?
That's a big challenge. They got very talented players on both sides of the ball, especially on the defense. They got many, many great players, and it's going to be a big challenge. It's the best team we're facing all year. They're coming up in the AFC Championship game this weekend, so we got to be ready. We got to be prepared, and it's going to be a big, tough challenge for sure.
Rob, Bill Belichick has coached in more playoff games than any coach in the history of the game. Just from being in the meetings with him and around him on a daily basis, how do you see that experience help you guys as a team?
That's great and all, but, I mean, he reminds us all the time. I mean, experience sometimes doesn't mean anything. And what means a lot is preparing hard this week and preparing how we have been the whole year. And keep on doing what we're doing, working hard, starting up on our opponents. And that's what's big. That's what's crucial. And going out and playing good on Sunday. I mean, no matter what the experience is a player has, I mean, I've seen many games where a team with zero playoff members from the previous beat teams with many, many experience in the playoffs. So you got to keep preparing. You got to keep working hard. And it's all about who goes out there Sunday and is ready to go.
Rob, how would you assess their athleticism on defense, and how much of an appreciation did you gain for it back in the summer when you guys practiced against one another?
Yeah, they're competitive, a very, very competitive defense, fast, tough, physical, and like I said, competitive. So you got to be ready to bring it. You got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to make tough plays. I mean, there's going to be no easy open plays, wide open plays. They're going to be tough, contested plays that we're going to have to make. And they're just very competitive.
Rob, 8 touchdowns for their defense right here. Oh. 8 touchdowns for their defense so far this season. What stands out about them on the tape? And is it surprising at all from anything that you saw in the preseason practices with them?
This shows how good they are. I mean, they have some crazy amount of interceptions this year. 8 touchdowns during the regular season on defense they have produced. So they're good. They're competitive. They compete every single time the ball's around them. They can go and get the ball. I mean, they're good at reading where the ball is, reading the quarterback, reading the play. So that's why you got to be ready at all times, and you got to compete because they compete at all times, and that's what helps them get the turnovers.
Rob, how tough was it last year not being able to play in the postseason, and how good is it to be back, you know, where you are this year?
I got this question many times last week. I mean, that answered that last week. I mean, I'm back. I played last week, and I'm just focused on the Jaguars right now. Tough team. I'm putting all my focus, and I'm not looking with that. I didn't play last year. I'm just studying up, getting ready for the game Sunday.
Rob, Coach Doug Marrone said Gillette is the toughest place to play. Why do you think what are some of the reasons why this is a difficult place to play for opponents?
For many reasons. I mean, our fans are always coming out. I mean, not bringing it back. I mean, I remember last year I was watching the stands, and they were going bazooka. They were super loud, super proud. So, but it doesn't matter where you are. If you're playing home, if you're playing away, it's the better team that comes out. It's the team that's more prepared. It's the team that plays harder on Sunday that's going to win the game. It doesn't matter if we're home, if we're away. So it's whoever comes out and plays harder on Sunday. So that's what we got to do. And, I mean, obviously having our home fans, them being super loud when they need to be, definitely helps out too.
Rob, how would you describe practice so far, the preparation so far this week, the mood of the team?
I would say preparation for practice doesn't really change throughout the whole year. I mean, we prepare hard, we study hard, we go out to the practice field, try to correct what we've done wrong, get everything right. So practice is going good. I mean, we got to go out there. We got another solid 2-3 days left before the big game. So we just got to keep preparing and do what we've been doing.
Hey, Rob, the Seahawks defensive coordinator, Todd Wash, spent some time in Seattle earlier in his career. what similarities, if any, do you see between this Jaguars defense and the Seahawks that you played?
I really can't answer that question right now because I didn't really think about that in that situation. So, and I didn't really sit down and compare the two defenses this week. So I just really can't give you a complete answer on that right now.
Rob, how does Tom Brady's focus change? You've been around him a while, from the regular season to the postseason. It seems like he always steps it up.
I mean, he always steps it up. I mean, he's a big-time player, and whenever the pressure's on, no matter when it is, he always steps up. But, I mean, I've answered this many times, and to just my friends, to you guys, to whoever, and it's kind of hard to say how his preparation changes because he's always preparing the same every single week, regular season, training camp, during the playoffs. And he's always preparing to the max to be the best player he can be that game. So you really don't see a difference in his preparation. But, I mean, his focus, he's always ready. He's always ready to go.
Gronk, since you've had a couple of days now to actually look at some of the film, can you give us a comparison of another team you've faced in the regular season where their defense looks very similar to this Jags day?
It's the Jaguars defense. I mean, I faced them in camp this year, and they're very competitive. But, I mean, I haven't played them in a regular season game this year, so I really don't have a comparison for that besides what I remember during training camp and that they were tough, they were competitive, and they're competing at all times during training camp. And when you watch the film of them playing this year, you watch the game last week versus the Steelers, they're competing. They're always ready to go.
Rob, how much of what you were able to take out of those training camp sessions, those joint training camp sessions, are you able to apply to your overall preparation this week?
I mean, you can take a little bit. I mean, it's not like you're going to say, you got it down. We faced some training camp. No, not at all. I mean, that was 4 and 5 months ago. You can take a little bit. You can go back, see a couple of the matchups. But, I mean, it's a whole season that already went by. So you can go back, watch a little bit, but definitely take a little bit out of it. But I wouldn't say you're going to be super complete watching that, but you can definitely pick up some things.
Final question for
Joe? All right, guys. Thank you.
Michael Forty's next.